This is your KUTX soundcheck. Is Canada's praised music video industry in jeopardy? Well, here's some context. Back in 1984, Canada launched Much Music, its first national music television station, which came built with Much Fact, or a foundation to assist Canadian talent, a mandatory grant to be given to the station to build its music video library by way of funding projects for Canadian artists. Since 1984, Much Fact has awarded over $100 million to 9,000 projects by everyone from Arcade Fire and Death From Above to Celine Dion and Sarah McLachlan. In fact, just this last April alone, Much Fact awarded almost $500,000 in grants. But now, Much Music is losing that mandatory funding from Bell Media, who purchased the company in 2006, after a request to delete the condition of license to contribute to them financially was approved by the Canadian Radio, Television, and Telecommunications Commission, or CRTC. The requests came through Bell Media's application to renew its broadcasting licenses for, quote, the various English language television stations and services that will form the Bell Media Group in the next license term from September 1st, 2017 to August 31st, 2022, end quote. This request also included Bravo Fact, which does mostly the same thing as Much Fact, but expands its grants to, quote, entertaining and engaging short-form content, both scripted and documentary, end quote. When called out about the request and asked directly about the future of Much Music at the Canadian Independent Music Association's general meeting in Toronto last October, Bell Media exec Randy Lennox gave a vague and roundabout answer, essentially avoiding answering the question. However, a later statement by Tyson Parker, who now heads Bell Media's artist and music industry relations, did say, quote, there's no abandonment of Much Fact as we speak. I will manage expectations by saying we haven't figured that much out yet, but I will let you know once we do. End quote. So, is Canada's globally known music video funding coming to an end? We'll have to wait and see. Soundcheck is produced by Jack Anderson and written and hosted by me, Taylor Wallace, for KUTX.